Hey, good morning. We'll open the pre-hearing conference in docket DW10-159. June 7, 2010, West Swansea Water Company filed a notice of intent to increase rates and submitted a request to waive certain filing requirements. On September 8, it filed its rate schedules and material supporting a proposed permanent rate increase of $10,126 or 17.13%. We issued an order suspending the proposed tariffs and scheduling a pre-hearing conference on October 7th, setting the pre-hearing conference for this morning. So can we take the appearances, please? Yep.
Good morning. My name is Stephen P. St. Cyr, and with me is Sally Brown, representing West Swansea Water Company.
Good morning.
Good morning, Commissioners. Marsha Plumberg on behalf of staff, and with me today is Mark Naylor, Jason LaFlamme, Doug Brogan, and Jim Lenihan. Staff is aware that there are no official interveners at this time, but notes that someone has joined us. Don't know if we need to have that person.
I'm still lost who's observing for today.
Okay. Good morning, Mr. then. Okay, start with the statement of the position of the company. Mr. St. Cyr.
Okay, we have a brief statement. At December 31, 2009, the company had 75 customers. It utilizes two wells, one pump, approximately 7,000 feet of mains, 75 services, and 75 meters to serve those customers. In 2009, the company had revenues of approximately $59,000, operating expenses of approximately $53,000, interest expenses of approximately $12,000, and a net loss of $5,898. The net loss was due to a decrease in revenues and an increase in expenses, primarily due to property taxes and electricity. The company's rate filing adjusts revenues so that the company may earn its actual rate of return of 7.21% on its actual rate base of $197,682. The company made no adjustments to rate base. It also made no adjustments to the rate of return. If the commission approves the rate filing as submitted, revenues would increase $10,126 or approximately 17%. The company looks forward to working with the staff. It anticipates being able to resolve any issues that may arise during the proceeding. At the conclusion of the proceeding, the company expects that the staff and company will submit a stipulation agreement and would respectfully request that the commission approve that. With that, I have nothing further.
Thank you. Ms. Humbert.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. Staff is conducting its usual rate case review of this company. Staff has already begun auditing the company's financial documents. Staff has discovery ready to be issued today. Staff does reserve the right to file testimony on issues such as the revenue requirement, rate of return, and whether it is appropriate to maintain the current rate design. More likely, staff does envision, as the company has stated, entering into an agreement with the company to resolve all of the issues in the rate case. I don't know that the company has noted that it has not changed its rates since 1987, so it's due for a review. The company and staff will meet in a tech session following this pre-hearing, and staff and the company have already been exchanging a draft proposed procedural schedule, and staff will likely file that by day's end. Staff does not see any major issues of concern with this company. There are minor things like updating the affiliate agreement, but staff is going to continue working diligently and thoroughly on the company's records in hopes of completing its review, and notes that the company has requested rate relief fairly soon, although it hasn't requested temporary rates, and the proposed procedural schedule is fairly short to try to accommodate that, but the commission will be seeing that shortly. Other than that, staff looks forward to working with the company and any late interveners that may arise. Thank you.
Okay. Thank you. Is anything else this morning? Any public comment? Any intervention, so, okay. Then I guess next step is technical session. We'll wait a recommendation from the parties on the procedural schedule, and we'll take that under advisement. Thank you, everyone.
Thank you.